Founded in 1920, Cincinnati Opera is one of the oldest and most highly regarded opera companies in the United States. Their mission? To enrich and connect the community through diverse opera experiences. For over 50 years, the opera performed at the Cincinnati Zoo Pavilion, at its peak offering 18 productions over 61 performances in a 10-week season. Famous opera singers, including Norman Treagle, Beverly Sills, Cheryl Milnes, and Roberta Peters, graced the stage at the zoo. And in 1972, the Cincinnati Opera moved from the Zoo Pavilion to their present home at Music Hall. Good evening for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal in the studio with the Harry T. Wilkes Artistic Director of the Cincinnati Opera, Evans Mirages, here to talk about the celebration of the opera's 100th birthday. Evans' voice is quite familiar on our sister station, WGUC, with his weekly opera feature on Friday evenings. But in case you haven't met him yet, Evans, tell us a bit about yourself and how you came to work with the Cincinnati Opera.
It's something of a happy accident because in the fall of 2004, I was a freelance consultant. I was working for opera companies and symphony orchestras and festivals, basically helping them over the hump between artistic directors or planning. And I received an email from a lady by the name of Mrs. Patricia Beggs. She was writing to me at the behest of a good colleague of mine, Mark Skorka, who runs Opera America. And she said that Cincinnati Opera was in the process of looking for a new artistic director, and in the interim, they were still wanting to keep their planning going, and would I, as a freelancer, be interested in working with them on a temporary basis to do planning? And I said, well, sure, it's just up my street. So we agreed, and I started in the very early days of 2005. And within a couple of months, Mrs. Beggs, Patty, my beloved chief, said, would you be interested in putting your hat in the ring for the job? And to be fair and honest, I said no. I had a pretty busy freelance life. My husband and I were living in Minnesota, and he had a full-time job. I was jetting all over the world, loving it. But I have to say that slowly but surely, the idea started to work on me. And what really did the trick was in May of 2005, I agreed to join some members of the Cincinnati Opera Board and Patty when they were on a trip to London to do some opera sightseeing. This board is so passionate and committed. They go places as a group, not all of them, of course, but many of them, to see operas, to see how other companies do their work. And it was in London, after spending 2 or 3 days with this wonderful board of directors, that I said to Patty, I have to try. I would be crazy not to. This group of opera lovers is so spectacular. So that's how it happened. I interviewed for the job, just like everybody else. And in the summer of 2005, Cincinnati Opera awarded me the title of Artistic Director. Kind of a fun story. I mean, unlikely, I guess.
And now here comes season number 100. What have you got planned for us?
So our selection process for our 100th anniversary summer was in some ways the same as every summer we've presented in terms of finding a balance. But of course, we knew we wanted to hit some very, very special marks. And it's not just the five operas that we'll present. There's so many other activities that we'll talk about, I hope, together in due course. But the main stage operas are The Barber of Seville by Rossini, in a wonderful zany production from New Zealand and Seattle, of all places. That is going to be followed by our first ever performances of Dvorak's gorgeous masterpiece opera, Ruzalka. And to round out the main stage season, the Springer Auditorium performances, we'll be presenting Verdi's Aida with an all-star cast, including Marco Berti as Radames, Berti who sings at the Met in Covent Garden, and Mary Elizabeth Williams as Aida. And our own graduate of CCM, who's now gone on to an incredible international career, Reginald Smith as Amonasro, and Cincinnati Opera's beloved artistic advisor, the great basso Morris Robinson, as Ramphis. It'll be conducted with our great Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra and Chorus, led by Christopher Allen, who is also a graduate of CCM and now enjoying an incredible career. So you see what the kernel of that is that our company has always been about this embracing of young talent and nurturing it. Can you say James Morris, who got his start in our chorus, and many other singers like him? And some of these people who are in our summer 2020 season are people that we've known since they were choristers or students. And others, of course, are the great international opera stars who come to Cincinnati Opera, as they have been for nearly all of our 100 seasons. Now, outside of our main stage operas, we'll be presenting two world premieres. One of them is a new opera by Gregory Spears with the libretto by our nation's poet laureate, Tracy K. Smith, and it's called Castor and Patience. Greg, as you may remember, is the composer of the runaway hit opera we premiered a few seasons ago called Fellow Travelers. Castor and Patience is the story of a family that has been split apart by geography and by preference between the North and the South. And Castor and Patience are actually cousins. Patience has stayed back in the South on an island that could be one of the near offshore islands in Georgia or South Carolina to retain the family's African-American heritage and live on the land that was granted her ancestors just after they were freed from slavery. Castor has gone north to seek his fortune and fame and a different life away from the island. But now it's the financial crisis of the late 2000-aughts, and Castor is about to lose everything. And he comes back home to talk to his cousin Patience to see if she will agree that they sell a portion of their extremely valuable property. It will mean all the difference to Castor. But what happens during the course of this beautiful opera is, of course, old ghosts are revived, old arguments are revisited, traditions are reawakened, and the surprise ending is really quite wonderful. The second opera is called Fierce, and it's a collaboration by William Menefield, who himself is a graduate of CCM as a composer and a phenomenal jazz pianist, son of an equally great jazz pianist from Cincinnati, with a libretto by the wonderful novelist Sheila Williams. It's called Fierce, and it's based on the real-life stories of young women growing up in Cincinnati and how they find their voices as poets, as novelists, simply as human beings. I'm sure it's going to be an incredibly heartwarming story, and it will be one of the five presentations we have for this amazing summer of 2020.
Is opera as an art form alive and well in 2019? And who goes to the opera?
I think opera as an art form in our country in particular is a thriving, vibrant scene. And it's due in part to the incredible explosion of new operas being written by composers and librettists for the public, meaning that they are finding stories, they're finding musical voices that appeal to the population of our country today. A lot of the operas are on issues that are important to us now. A lot of the music is incredibly beautiful, and the imagination that these women and men bring to revitalizing this 400-year-old plus art form is really extraordinary. We're the incredible beneficiaries of it. Since 2002, Cincinnati Opera has nearly every season produced a new opera. And what we're finding is some of it's common sense and some of it's a real revelation. First of all, audiences still love the great standards. And Cincinnati Opera is almost uniquely placed in the world of summer opera to deliver on a grand international scale for those grand international operas. We like to call them the ABCs of opera, Aida, Bohème, and Carmen. People still get their first exposure to opera quite often from the tried and true masterworks. We can do them at a level that surpasses just about any other summer opera company because we have the Cincinnati Symphony, our partner for all of our 100 seasons. We have the incredible resources of CCM, which every year seems to be turning out yet another group of wonderfully gifted young singers, some of whom go on to major international careers, and some of whom start out those major international careers by singing in our chorus and singing smaller roles. And we attract all the great opera stars of today and tomorrow. So we balance this passion for the standard repertoire, which, let's remember, helps pay the bills, with this new interest in new opera. We also have an incredible advantage in that we now have more than one performing space. It was always difficult to take a chance on newer operas because of the expense. You know, they have a saying, one and done. Too many operas were given their world premiere and never heard of again. With the smaller spaces like the Corbett Auditorium at the School for Creative and Performing Arts, our own Wilkes Studio, and other venues that we're going to be using, we can lower the financial risk and invest in new pieces that then have a chance to go on. Because, of course, the lower the cost, the more likely an opera company is to take a chance on something. My favorite example of that is, of course, Fellow Travelers, which we premiered a few years ago and is now going on its 10th production around the United States, and I bet we'll soon make it to Europe. So who comes to opera these days? The tried and true opera lovers, but also an increasing number of younger women and men who take a chance on opera in one of two ways. First, on going to an opera they're familiar with, like an Aida, Bohème, or Carmen, and also by going to a cool new venue that is not particularly associated with opera, like a brewery or a reconditioned church or a black box theater or a museum or the park where we give a concert every year for upwards of 10,000 people. So for us here in Cincinnati, we are the beneficiaries of this renewed interest in our art form by younger people, and not just younger people, people who are willing to take a chance on the arts. Let's remember that Cincinnati has a wonderful tradition in the Fringe Festival of taking experimental work and making it fun by presenting it in different places. So I think opera is alive and well, and as I'm fond of saying, we look pretty good for 100.
Are all performances at Music Hall?
Cincinnati Opera has the benefit of an incredible cultural landscape in our city, because not only do we present our regular season operas, but we do all sorts of ancillary events that we hope generate interest in opera. Our opera wraps take place in all sorts of places, whether it's at the Pfaff Theater, at the museum, or in Music Hall, either in the Corbett Tower or the Wilkes Studio. We've gone to churches, we've gone to schools, we've gone to community centers, we've gone to the Taft Museum to present opera wraps, to take our word, as it were, out into the community. And speaking of going out into the community, of course, Opera Goes to Church is one of our great successes of the last 15 years, where we partner with congregations all over the city of Cincinnati, bring our opera singers to the church, and collaborate with the musicians of the church to present an evening that is both music of worship and music of opera, and music for people who worship opera. So it's a great combination, and it's going incredibly strong. For this 100th anniversary, we have some more events that we're going to be rolling out over the next several weeks, so stay tuned, as they say, because as you only turn 100 once, as I said earlier, there are opportunities for us to do things in this season that recall our past and look to the future in very special ways.
My guest is Evans Mirages, the Harry T. Wilkes Artistic Director of the Cincinnati Opera and listed in Opera News among its 25 most powerful names in U.S. opera. Every summer, the Cincinnati Opera presents some of the world's most exciting singers in stunning opera productions, offering a mix of beloved classics and thrilling new works. Cincinnati Opera celebrates their 100th season in 2019. My guest has been Evans Mirages. For more information and a link, visit our website, wvxu.org. I'm Elaine Deal.